Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A section of I-40 near Durham just reopened within the past 15 minutes after a crash left one person dead. Coming up, I'll explain what we know about the investigation.
And we have a level one risk for severe storms today. I'll show you who's getting some rain right now and when we could see some thunderstorms in the Triangle coming up.
Plus, an entire town cut off from its water supply last night. How long people in Mount Olive will need to boil their water to make sure it's safe as crews work to fix a water main break. Lots of news happening here on a Monday as we get things started. 8 a.m. we bring you inside our WRL studio. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we got to talk about the weather because we do have a level one severe risk for later today. I was telling Amy, I actually am happy about this because my grass, my lawn needs water. So we might get that. Let's get over there to see who's under that risk for today.
Everyone under the level one risk for severe storms today. It's a level one out of five. So an isolated severe storm will be possible throughout the day today. We already have some rain showing up on the radar. No lightning with this. This is not severe, but some heavy downpours in the northwestern part of the viewing area. Person County and northern Granville County now getting some pretty heavy rain. Roxborough getting some heavy rain. And again, it's the northern part, northwestern part of Granville County getting some heavy rain now. This is a live look at our Roxborough camera. The rain coming down. Definitely very gray here. Certainly a completely different look compared to what we're experiencing in the Triangle this morning. And across most of the area, things are actually really nice this morning with the exception of that northern part of the viewing area. This afternoon at lunchtime, we should be dry. And then later this afternoon after lunchtime, that will be the best chance for storms from the Triangle and points to the east and southeast. And within some of these storms, we could have some damaging wind gusts and some heavy downpours. After sunset, things will settle down. Feels pretty good outside right now. 75 warming up in Raleigh, 74 in Fayetteville. It's not as hot. If you need to get some yard work done today, we'll have scattered storms with highs in the upper 80s. Brian.
It is 8:02, Amy, and it's a busy morning on the roads. We're going to start with breaking news in Durham, where we had a deadly crash overnight that closed a section of 40 right around the 54 interchange. WRL's Kelsey Coffey has been out there this morning. And just in the past little while, Kelsey, they have opened all lanes out there.
Yes, it opened probably within the past 15 minutes or so. So this section of I-40 near Durham is now back open. So this should be nothing that would impact your morning commute. We've got Sky 5 flying over right now so you can take a look at what's happening. Police placed several evidence markers down an eighth of mile stretch on the interstate. One that stands out in particular is a pair of orange sneakers. We know that one person is dead, but we're still working to learn their identity and figure out just how this crash happened in the first place. But Brian, are we still seeing those backups out there?
Yes, as we take a look at those live pictures from Sky 5 right now, very heavy delays on the westbound side of I-40 begin around the Highway 55 interchange all the way out toward Fayetteville Road. And you can see that heavy traffic backed up there. Now, the eastbound trip looks fine from 15501 all the way down toward 885. But that westbound ride through South Durham is rough on I-40 right now. As soon as you get to 54, it clears up pretty nicely. So consider using 54 or 15501 as good alternate routes to pick up 40 westbound this morning. On the eastbound side of I-40, leaving Hillsborough, heading down toward Chapel Hill, we are picking up some backups from a crash out there not too far from the 86 interchange. Just allow a few extra minutes through that area. Some of the other delays I'm tracking right now on the north side of Raleigh, a crash on 540 westbound right around the Lewisburg Road area. On that camera, you can see some heavy traffic. It looks like it's starting to flow a little more freely. Right now, according to sensors, about a 12-minute delay overall from Lewisburg Road out toward the I-40 interchange. Also, some good news out on 440 westbound approaching Glenwood Avenue. That earlier crash is now clear. Traffic flowing a lot more freely. At this point, we're measuring only about a 2-minute delay on those westbound lanes.
All right, thanks, Brian. And new this morning, an 8-year-old boy is in the hospital after being thrown from a car in a crash in Knightdale. The crash happened about 10:30 last night on Meadow Run, that's off South Smithfield Road. A deputy from the Wake County Sheriff's Office tells us the driver was speeding in a residential neighborhood when he crashed into a tree. The child who was thrown from the car was taken to Wake Med. We're working to learn more about the severity of his injuries.
This morning, people in Mount Olive are waking up without water. The town shut it off last night at 8 o'clock to fix a water main break there. Officials said they plan to turn the water back on at 6 o'clock this morning. We still don't know if that has happened yet, but we do know that when the water is back on, town there, the folks are going to have to use a water boil advisory, and that's what they'll be under. Folks scrambled to the grocery stores to stock up on water last night after the town announced it would be shutting off some lines. Town officials say the break in a 12-inch line on NC 55 started a couple weeks ago, and it has been leaking 50,000 gallons of water a day. The town says its water lines are over 50 years old and outdated in places. The boil water advisory will be in effect until sometime tomorrow.
A road is back open this morning after a three-vehicle crash in Garner. The WREL breaking news tracker was on the scene last night. This was on Benson Road near Timber Drive. We're told two pickup trucks, a car, and roughly six people were involved. An officer on the scene tells us one person went to the hospital, but the injuries are not believed to be serious. The officer says the crash was caused when a car ran a red light, hitting one of the trucks. And we've learned the name of the 14-year-old boy shot and killed 9 days ago in Sanford. His sister told us his name is Wise Johnson. This is a picture of Wise and his mother, Emma, who has set up a GoFundMe site for her son's funeral expenses. On that page, she describes Wise as a caring gentleman who looked out for his friends and his family. That shooting happened on Friday, July 21st, around 9 o'clock on MacIver Street. Police say they found the teen shot in the head. A 15-year-old boy who has not been identified is charged with shooting him.
Disturbing details about an armed robbery in Durham. The FBI says two men posing as utility workers entered a couple's home and held them hostage as they robbed them of more than $150,000 in cryptocurrency. This all happened on April 12th, but prosecutors say the men who had come from Florida had been watching that home for days. Prosecutors say once they got inside the house, they used zip ties to tie up the husband and wife, both of whom are 76 years old. They forced the man to transfer the funds from his account to them. And they called a third man who gave instructions over the phone for how to make those transactions. An FBI complaint charges that the man and one of the fake utility workers were charged with kidnapping and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. A criminal complaint for the third man was not listed.
New this morning, Australian authorities are calling off rescue efforts for a helicopter crew that crashed during a joint exercise with the U.S. The country's defense minister announced this morning that the four crew members have been declared dead. The effort will now turn toward recovering their bodies. The helicopter crashed into the sea off Australia's east coast late Friday. It happened during a large-scale military drill involving the U.S.
Cedar Creek Road in Fayetteville is back open this morning after a motorcycle and car crashed. WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene last night. We're told the driver of the motorcycle is in critical condition. Fayetteville police say he was driving on Cedar Creek at a high rate of speed just before 9 o'clock. The silver Honda Accord you see here was turning left from Cedar Creek onto Sepona Road. That's when they collided. The names of the drivers have not been released.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest this morning after a shooting on Pettigrew Street. It happened just before 6 o'clock last night. Police say a man who was shot was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. Police say the shooting seems to be isolated and the community is not in danger. And Ukraine appears to be taking the fight inside Russia after explosions erupted from a drone strike in Moscow. Three drones damaged several buildings in the business district. People who watched the attack happen say it was like a wave that made everyone jump. Russia's military says it shot down all the drones. Authorities briefly suspended flights at a nearby airport. According to Russia's state agency, only one person was hurt. This is the fourth time the capital has been attacked in recent weeks.
Former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property manager, who was recently indicted, doesn't have a lawyer ahead of his first court appearance today. That's according to NBC News. As of late last night, Carlos de Oliveira had not secured an attorney. He was indicted last week alongside Trump for their alleged mishandling of classified documents. De Oliveira is expected to enter a plea today in Miami. Meanwhile, Trump is defiant amid his legal troubles. He held his first rally in Pennsylvania since the new charges were filed.
It's a great badge of honor because I'm being indicted for you.
An attorney representing the former president denies accusations that he and his employees tried to delete surveillance video from Mar-a-Lago.
Well, coming up, a popular deli in Chapel Hill is working to get their business back up and running after a fire damaged their building. We'll tell you about the temporary catering operation they've set up.
And it's a Barbie world, and we're all living in it. Up next, the global record, the Barbie movie, is on its way to breaking.
And we have some heavy rain in the northern part of our viewing area. Person County, Granville County, Vance County, starting to see a little bit of that. I'll show you when we could have some thunderstorms across the triangle coming up in just a little bit.
It's a live look right now at North Hills at 8:13 on your Monday morning, and a lot of blue skies. Clouds off in the distance, though, and we've got some things popping for you here today as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Amy Wilman is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with that look at radar, and we're seeing it fire up a little bit.
We are in the northern part of our viewing area. We have some showers. Haven't seen any lightning with this. Certainly not severe. I just was checking out the velocities. Didn't see any winds over 25 miles per hour. So definitely not severe. But the northern part of our viewing area, Person County, Roxborough, getting some heavy rain. Granville County getting some heavy rain just to the north and west of Oxford, west of Stovall. Some heavy rain. It's headed in your direction if you're in Stovall and in Oxford. This is a live look at Roxborough. Been showing this camera. It's been coming down here with the rain in the last 30 minutes or so. It is, again, not severe, but definitely a gloomy look there and completely different look here in North Hills with that blue sky in place. It's gorgeous for most of us this morning, with the exception of our northern counties. But everyone under a level one risk for severe storms today. On an isolated basis, we could have a severe thunderstorm later this afternoon and this evening. Most of us will stay dry through the noon hour. It's not until afternoon. We're going to have a weak disturbance over the area. So some scattered showers and storms will be possible, mainly from the triangle and points to the east and southeast along I-95. That'll be our best chance for some of those storms through the evening commute. And within some of these storms, we could have some damaging wind gusts and some heavy downpours. About a 20% chance for most of us through noon, and then we go up to about a 30% chance at 1 o'clock, and then a 40% chance for scattered showers and storms through the evening commute, back down to about a 30% chance at 7 o'clock this evening. And again, with any of these storms, we could have some strong winds and some heavy downpours. A live look in Durham, we have the sunshine shining, 75 degrees. Some clouds have moved into Fayetteville, 74 degrees there. It's mostly sunny in Raleigh with a temperature of 75. It feels pretty comfortable outside. Our dew point is in the upper 60s, so we are in the steamy category, but last week we had dew points in the mid to upper 70s and even low 80s. It was very, very humid. We have a different feel to the atmosphere today. It's not going to be as hot either. At lunchtime, we're up to 83 degrees, the normal high this time of year is 90. We're not going to reach 90. Most likely we'll stay in the upper 80s, around 88 this afternoon, with scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening commute. And then once the sun sets, we lose the daytime heating and the storms are going to start to kind of fizzle apart, and it should be quiet overnight tonight, maybe a little bit of patchy fog tonight. So 88 today, we have that level one risk for severe storms today. 87 tomorrow, just a 30% chance for a few storms. 89 and looking pretty nice on Wednesday. Still in the 80s Thursday and Friday with some storms in the afternoon and evening, and then we're back to the 90s as we head into the weekend. High temperatures will be back in the low 90s. Brian.
Amy, it's just about 8:16 now, and it has been a busy morning with a lot of crashes causing some pretty big delays around the triangle. Let's start, first of all, over on the south side of Durham for an update on those 40 westbound delays. That earlier crash has cleared now right around the 54 interchange, and traffic is flowing again, but we're still dealing with some residual backups from around the 885 interchange through 55. Once you get out to Fayetteville Road, traffic's flowing pretty well, so we're seeing a lot of improvement there this morning. We do have a report of a crash on 885 northbound between Cornwallis and T.W. Alexander Drive. Most of that backup is between 885 through Cornwallis Road. By the time you hit T.W. Alexander, you're in pretty good shape, but you're still dealing with about a six-minute delay on that northbound side. Southbound traffic looks fine this morning as you leave 85 heading down toward the 147 merge. Over in Hillsboro, an earlier crash on 40 eastbound just before you get to New Hope Church Road. That is largely cleared at this point, but we're still seeing a little bit of a backup there, leaving I-85 heading down toward the New Hope Church Road area. Around Raleigh, some earlier delays on 440 westbound have cleared up pretty nicely. Now seeing just a little bit of brake tapping around the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Looks like we do have a crash on outbound Wade Avenue right around the Faircloth Street intersection there just before you get to the Beltline. Allow some extra time for some outbound delays leaving Oberlin Road.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Two brothers are facing murder charges this morning after Fayetteville police say they killed a man. Officers arrested Devontae and Adrian McLean for the death of Lorenzo McLaughlin. Investigators say McLaughlin was shot on Saturday on Stanberry Street. Police say after communication on social media, the McLeans drove to where McLaughlin was and shot him. Both are charged with first-degree murder and felony conspiracy.
We're learning new details this morning about a shooting that sent a 17-year-old to the hospital. Rocky Mount police say they've arrested 30-year-old Keontae Stallings and charged him in connection to that shooting. It happened shortly before 8:30 Saturday night on Burton Street. People who were nearby say they heard at least six shots. The victim, who the 17-year-old there, was shot, is in the hospital in Greenville, listed in serious condition. A popular Chapel Hill deli, badly damaged by this fire earlier this month, is now serving up catering orders again. The owner of the Mediterranean Deli says he hopes to open fully in a temporary location in the coming weeks. The business is now filling catering orders and event bookings from the Story venue on West Franklin Street, just about a block away from where a fire burned through that deli July 22nd. A GoFundMe for the deli's employees has raised more than $200,000 since the fire.
Police in Lincolnton, which is near Charlotte, are looking for a man they say intentionally hit six migrant workers with his car outside of a Walmart. It happened on Sunday afternoon. The workers were hurt and taken to a hospital for treatment. They're expected to recover. Police say the driver was an older white man driving an older model SUV. Investigators say they are still trying to figure out a motive for what happened.
Tomorrow's August 1st, and that means communities across the country will be celebrating National Night Out. It's an annual community building campaign promoting police and community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. The event is designed to enhance the relationship between local law enforcement and the communities they serve by encouraging people to come together and get to know one another and build a sense of community safety. As always, there will be block parties, cookouts, parades, and safety demonstrations all across North Carolina.
African-American mayors and city council members from across the state met in Rocky Mount this weekend. The Black Elected Municipal Officials Summer Conference opened discussion on community wellness with local government heads and Rocky Mount's Police Chief Robert Hassel and North Carolina Public Safety Secretary Eddie Buffalo Jr. both spoke at the event. They shared the importance of engaging communities.
And those relationships are everlasting and the foundation, the basic principle of your communities.
And the group has more than 500 members from cities and towns all over North Carolina. Well, thousands of people are still without power this morning around Washington, D.C. after severe storms hit the area over the weekend. This is a small sample size of the aftermath. Folks there will spend another day trying to clean up the damage. You can see several trees and power lines down, some roads even blocked because of that damage. The National Zoo was even closed yesterday because of the damage.
And folks in Nebraska are also dealing with a trail of damage. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado touched down Saturday, about 2 hours away from Omaha. You can see some of the buildings were shredded and trees were downed. County officials there declared a state of emergency due to the damage. That has since been lifted.
If you're a fan of strawberries, guess what? You're in luck. It turns out there are a ton of benefits packed into those yummy berries. San Diego State University scientists say eating strawberries can help slow down heart disease and cognitive decline in older adults. The researchers say antioxidants in the fruit can help drop cardiovascular risks like hypertension while also improving cognitive functioning. Previous research has already shown that strawberries can reduce inflammation and also improve your gut.
The Barbie movie is still raking in cash. It's headed toward a new record. Barbie earned $93 million in the U.S. in its second week. The movie has now earned a global total of $775 million so far. Film experts say the movie could make a $1 billion total by next weekend. If that happens, the movie directed by Greta Gerwig will be the first movie directed solely by a woman to make that mark.
Contributed yet, Jeff?
I have not contributed. Okay. I have family members who have, though.
Okay.
My wife went to see it with my daughter. You've been to see it.
I've been to see it. Yeah. Yeah. It was cute. It was very cute. I loved all the costumes and, you know, the set was adorable. It was very interesting. I thought it was interesting.
It's a Barbie world.
It's right? A Barbie world. We're just living in it. All right, well, Madonna says she feels lucky to be alive after her recent hospitalization. The singer posted comments on Instagram about a month after she ended up in the intensive care unit of a New York hospital. She says she was suffering from a bacterial infection. She says her family and friends helped her heal. She says, as a mother, it is easy to get caught up in the needs of your children. And she says she is thankful that her children showed up for her when she was sick. Her international celebration tour is expected to begin in October. So we're happy she's on the mend there. And we are less than 24 hours from the final game of the group stage for the U.S. women in the World Cup. They need a win or a draw against Portugal to guarantee they'll advance to the knockout stage. You can watch that game live on Fox 50 starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I hope the U.S. is watching as Australia just knocked out Canada,
yeah.
The gold medal winners from the Olympics. We have breaking news still ahead. A person is dead after an accident on I-40 near Durham overnight. WRO's Kelsey Coffey will break down what we have learned in just the last few hours.
Plus, people in Mount Olive are left without water after the entire town was cut off from the supply last night. How long people will need to boil their water to make sure it's safe?
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Time now is 8:26 on your Monday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with weather. We are under a level one risk for some severe weather. Amy Wilmoth tells us what we can expect for today, Amy.
Everyone under that level one risk. The biggest threat would be damaging wind gusts with some of the showers and storms that we get today. Already seeing some rain in our northern counties. These aren't severe, but some gusty winds and some heavy downpours with these across parts of Person County, Granville County, trying to creep in a little bit into Vance County as well. Hour by hour today, heading out for a walk. Most of you are fine this morning, with the exception of our northern counties. Just a 20% chance for rain, but a better chance for some of those scattered showers and storms this afternoon and through the evening. But it's not as hot today, with highs in the upper 80s. Brian?
Amy, I'm watching a crash on 885 northbound. That's the Durham Freeway between Cornwallis Road and TW Alexander Drive. Those delays on the northbound side of 885 begin right there at the I-40 merge and extend all the way out to just before you get to Alexander. About a 9-minute slowdown showing up overall on northbound 885. Looking a lot better on that southbound side, though, from 85 all the way down toward the I-40 interchange. Over on the west side of Raleigh, inside the Beltline, watch for a minor crash at the intersection of Wade Avenue at Faircloth Street. Still seeing some outbound delays approaching that intersection.
All right, thanks, Brian. A person is dead this morning after a crash that happened overnight on a busy section of I-40. Cars were rerouted onto the NC-54 exit to go around the area. Police are working to learn more about who was killed and how that crash happened. And part of Fayetteville Street will be closed for the next several weeks because of a sewer improvement project. Raleigh Water closed the street between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Levister Court this morning. Officials say the road will be closed through at least September 1st. Next on Fox 50, what we've learned about a crash in Knightdale that sent an 8-year-old to the hospital. And up next on Today, summer boredom busters.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A section of I-40 near Durham just reopened after an overnight crash that left one person dead. Coming up, I'll explain what we know about the investigation.
And we have a level one risk for severe storms across the area today. I'll show you who's getting some rain right now. Coming up.
If I have to boil it, I will, but I've cut my ice maker off and stuff like that because I don't want that bad water in it.
An entire town left without access to water because of a leak and a major line. The work crews are doing that will have people boiling water for at least another day. We saw water flying off the shelves, people going to the store can't get water from their taps. So we'll have more on that and how long that's going to last. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully they'll get some good news very soon.
Yeah.
The good news for us comes in the form of cooler temperatures, certainly to start off our Monday here. The last day of July is going out nicely. And Amy Wilmoth in the WRO Severe Weather Center, we do have that chance for severe storms in some of our viewing area today.
We do. We have a level one risk for severe storms, but the clouds and the rain hopefully keeping the temperature down for us this afternoon. Already seeing some rain in the northern part of our viewing area. Nothing severe, and I don't even see any lightning with this, but some gusty winds and certainly some heavy downpours across parts of Person County. Now it's the eastern and southeastern part of Person County getting some heavy rain. Granville County, some scattered showers north of Creedmoor getting some rain as well. The northern part of Orange County starting to see some of that rain in Durham County as well. All that activity moving to the south and east. Now, most of us are going to stay dry through about lunchtime today. We'll have a better chance for some scattered storms from the triangle and points to the east and southeast later this afternoon as a weak disturbance sits right over us. So some scattered showers and storms possible during the evening commute, and that's likely when we'll have the best chance at seeing some of those severe storms with some heavy downpours and some gusty winds possible. This is a live look at Pinehurst at the Resort and Country Club. Beautiful for golf this morning. Temperatures are not that bad. In the 70s for most spots, 73 in Southern Pines right now. It stays pretty nice today. We'll have some scattered showers and storms, but highs will stay in the upper 80s.
All right, thank you, Amy. Breaking news this morning, a section of I-40 in Durham reopened just over 30 minutes ago after a deadly crash. Authorities were at that scene for hours overnight. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us to break down what she's learned.
This section of the westbound side of I-40 near Durham just reopened after 7:45 this morning. It had been closed for more than 6 hours as investigators were checking out a crash that happened overnight that left one person dead. The SUV that you see on your screen right now was the car that was involved. Police placed several evidence markers down an eighth of a mile stretch on the interstate. One that stands out in particular is a pair of orange sneakers. And we're still working to learn more about who was killed and how this crash happened in the first place. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Durham County.
Also new this morning, an 8-year-old boy is in the hospital after being thrown from a car in a crash in Knightdale. The crash happened about 10:30 last night on Meadow Run off South Smithfield Road. A deputy from the Wake County Sheriff's Office tells us the driver was speeding in a residential neighborhood when he crashed into a tree. The child who was thrown from the car was taken to Wake Med. We are working to learn more about the severity of his injuries.
And this morning, people in Mount Olive are waking up without access to water. The town shut off the lines at 8 o'clock last night to fix a water main break. Officials say they plan to turn the water back on at 6 o'clock this morning, but the town will be under a boil water advisory. People scrambled to grocery stores to stock up on water last night after the town announced that it would be shutting off the lines. Town officials say they break in a 12-inch line on NC-55. That started a couple weeks ago and has been leaking 50,000 gallons of water a day.
This happened in the way it did, maybe to maybe get some eyes lifted and maybe we can get some funding to help us get this water system back up to where it needs to be at.
The town says its water lines are over 50 years old and obsolete in some places. The boil water advisory will be in effect until sometime tomorrow.
Part of Fayetteville Street in Raleigh will be closed for the next several weeks because of a sewer improvement project. Raleigh Water closed the street between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Levister Court at 7 o'clock this morning. And officials say the road will stay closed for at least the next month. Detours are posted.
Cedar Creek Road in Fayetteville is back open this morning after a motorcycle and car crashed. The WREL breaking news tracker was on the scene last night. We're told the driver of the motorcycle is in critical condition. Fayetteville police say he was driving on Cedar Creek at a high rate of speed just before 9 o'clock. The silver Honda Accord you see there was turning left on Cedar Creek onto Sepona Road when they collided. The names of the drivers have not been released.
And we have breaking news in the WREL Live Center. We just got new information from Durham Police on the deadly motor vehicle crash that involved a pedestrian on I-40 early this morning. Here's what we know. Police tell us 44-year-old Benita Briones of Carborough was returning to his vehicle on I-40 near exit 273 after running out of gas. They say he tried to cross I-40 and then was hit by an SUV. After that impact, he was also hit by a semi-truck that did not stop, and Briones died at the scene. The SUV had four people in it, no injuries reported, and investigators are searching for information on the semi-truck driver that did not stop. All lanes of I-40 westbound were closed while being investigated, and now that has reopened back up, and that investigation continues.
Renee, thanks for the update. That's terrible news. Former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property manager, who was recently indicted, doesn't have a lawyer ahead of his first court appearance today. That's according to NBC News. As of late last night, Carlos de Oliveira has not secured an attorney. He was indicted last week alongside Trump for their alleged mishandling of classified documents. Oliveira is expected to enter a plea deal in Miami. An attorney representing the former president denies accusations that he and his employees tried to delete surveillance video from Mar-a-Lago.
Meanwhile, Jeff, a district attorney in Georgia, is speaking out ahead of more possible charges looming over Trump. Fulton County's Fannie Willis addressed precautions that are being taken at the courthouse there in Atlanta ahead of a possible announcement. That decision could come any day now.
The work is accomplished. I mean, we've been working for 2.5 years. We're ready to go.
Trump and his allies are under investigation in Georgia for attempting to overturn the 2020 election. If charged in this case, this would be the former president's third indictment of this year.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest this morning after a shooting on Pettigrew Street. This happened just before 6 last night. Police say a man who was shot was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. Police also say the shooting seems to be isolated and the community is not in danger.
Disturbing details about a robbery in Durham. The FBI says two men posing as utility workers entered a couple's home and held them hostage as they robbed them of more than $150,000 in cryptocurrency. This all happened on April 12th, but prosecutors say the men who had come from Florida had been watching the home for days. Prosecutors say once they got into the house, the men used zip ties to restrain the husband and wife, who are both 76 years old. They forced the man to transfer the funds from his account to them. They called a third man who gave instructions over the phone for how to make the transactions. An FBI complaint charges that man and one of the fake utility workers with kidnapping and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. A criminal complaint for the third man was not listed.
This will be the last week on the job for the superintendent of Orange County Schools. In a letter on the district's website, Monique Felder announced she is parting ways with the district. She had been in that role for 4 years. Her last day will be Wednesday. The Board of Education has appointed Dr. Jim Merrill as interim superintendent, and the search will begin for a permanent hire. Merrill has previously been school superintendent in several districts, including Wake County.
A jackpot worth more than $1 billion is up for grabs tomorrow. That Mega Millions jackpot has climbed over the number for only the fifth time in the game's history. And this all comes just weeks after the Powerball reached more than $1 billion, as you remember. The cash option for this Mega Millions jackpot, just under $528 million. You can watch the Mega Millions drawing tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on WREL.
An urgent search is underway for an American nurse and her daughter who were reportedly kidnapped in Haiti. What we've learned about the nonprofit they were working for in that country.
When you start seeing prolonged temperatures like that, the long-term impacts can be pretty profound.
A heat wave in Arizona is raising concern about the health of cacti in the state. Why experts say recent temperatures are too hot for a plant that usually loves the heat.
And we love this look at Lake Gaston right here. You'll notice the temperature is a little more tolerable as you head out the door today. We will check in with meteorologist Amy Wilmoth to see when storms could be moving into that area.
Welcome back on your Monday morning. Time now is 8:43. This is a live look over Goldsboro. A nice sunrise there. Sun just coming up and there's blue skies, and the blue skies might not stick around for too long. We do have the risk, a level one risk for some severe weather later on today. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth showing us where we're actually seeing some rain falling right now.
A different picture here in our northern counties where we have some heavy rain, some gusty winds as well, especially in this area to the west of us. I'll zoom in there in just a moment, but we have some gusts 30, maybe 35 miles per hour. No lightning with this. It's not severe, but some heavy rain across the southeastern part of Person County. The rain has now exited Roxborough. Oxford, you're about to get some rain. It's just starting to move into downtown Oxford. Henderson, the rain headed in your direction. Norlina, Warrenton, it's headed your way as well. We'll take a look here just to the north and west of Burlington. So this is in Alamance County. This is where we have some gusty winds. It's not severe, but some gusty winds with this as it continues to move to the south and east. Northern Orange County, northern Durham County getting a little bit of rain as well. So our rain chances for most of us for the next several hours, fairly low. It's really the northern and northwestern part of the viewing area getting some of the rain right now. But better chance for some scattered showers and storms around the triangle and points to the east and southeast later this afternoon and this evening. About a 40% chance for some storms. We have a level one risk, and that includes everyone for today. The biggest threats with any storms today would be some damaging wind gusts. We're down to about a 30% chance on Tuesday. We don't expect any rain on Wednesday. It's about a 30 to 40% chance for some scattered showers and storms as we wrap up the work week on Thursday and Friday. 75 outside right now, live look at Raleigh, and look how beautiful it is here. No rain here. 68 the current dew point, so a little muggy, but it's certainly not terrible. When you look at what we had last week, it feels a lot better outside today. Temperatures will climb into the low 80s around 11 o'clock this morning. We'll stay there at lunchtime. We'll be dodging some showers and storms this afternoon, but notice the temperature will stay in the upper 80s today, so the big heat really backing off, and that's going to continue for the next several days. We'll stay below normal. Our normal high is 90. Highs will stay in the 80s throughout the week today. We'll jump into the 90s once we get to the weekend, but a nice relief from the big heat we had last week and this weekend. We have this system we're watching off the coast. It has now a 20% chance of development, so it's gone down a little bit with this latest update from the National Hurricane Center. It's moving away from the United States, so really not worried about that at all. We have an area in the central part of the Atlantic that has a 70% chance of development over the next couple of days, an 80% chance of development in the next week. Could become a depression in the next day or so, but this one moving away from the United States as well, so not really concerned about that one either. Again, we'll watch the radar today. Scattered showers and storms, a level one risk. A few storms tomorrow, another round of a few storms Thursday and Friday, and then quiet and hot for the upcoming weekend.
Big break from those 90s. All right, Amy, thank you. Seven motorcyclists are recovering this morning following a hit-and-run accident in Johnston County. A group of riders from Goldsboro Motorcycle Club, Twisted Kings. That group was riding together towards Raleigh on US 70. They say an SUV merged into that group, hitting several people and then taking off. This happened near Pine Level. The road was shut down for several hours after the crash. Five of the riders were taken to the hospital. Two others declined to go. Troopers are still looking for the driver responsible, and they say that person is in a black SUV. It should have damage to the right rear end.
Well, this morning, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department is investigating after 13 people were hurt in a crash involving a CATS bus. It happened Sunday afternoon. A CATS representative says a driver of a black truck hit the bus in the back there. The front end of the truck is destroyed. One person was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. And the search is intensifying for an American nurse and her child who were kidnapped in Haiti as violence is increasing on the island nation. The Christian nonprofit Elroy Haiti confirmed over the weekend that 31-year-old Alex Dor Sanville and her child were taken on Thursday. The nonprofit's director is Dor Sanville's husband and the child's father. The U.S. State Department ordered evacuations from Haiti's U.S. embassy on the same day the mother and child were kidnapped. The country's capital has fallen under the control of armed gangs since 2021, when Haiti's president was assassinated.
We have very deep concern for the situation there. We are also very focused on working together with partners to try to help the Haitians restore security, restore stability.
The charity says it's asking for prayers and privacy.
Dramatic video right here from Texas shows police officers rushing to pull a man from a burning car. This happened early Saturday morning when police responded to a car that had hit a pole and burst into flames. The driver was able to get out safely, but a passenger was knocked unconscious and unable to get out. So officers went into that car and were able to pull that man to safety. Both the driver and the passenger were taken to the hospital and are expected to survive. The city of San Francisco has issued a complaint against Twitter after the company installed a flashing X sign on top of its headquarters. The complaint says the new sign was placed without a permit. Officials say they've tried to inspect the roof twice, but were denied access. A Twitter representative told city officials the sign is being used temporarily for an event.
The Biden administration is launching a website for its new student loan repayment plan. This new approach comes shortly after the Supreme Court rejected the president's initiative to eliminate student debt for millions of borrowers. During the trial period, students can access the website and apply for the new program. The website will be fully functional starting next month. The president's new plan aims to reduce monthly loan payments for some borrowers and potentially decrease the overall amount they have to repay over the lifetime of their loans. Well, gas prices are rising quickly this summer. AAA put out new data in the last few hours showing the average cost of gas nationwide sits at $3.76 a gallon. That is up 16 cents in the last week. In North Carolina, the average is now $3.53 a gallon, up 15 cents in a week. And it's also $3.53 in Raleigh, which is up 11 cents from this time last week.
There is concern about the future of cactus trees in Arizona because of the heat wave happening there. Saguaro's cacti typically live about 150 years and can withstand all sorts of stuff, temperatures up to 140 degrees. But with recent scorching temperatures, the skin and seeds are getting damaged, and the lack of moisture and high heat is causing them to dry up and collapse.
So when it gets dry, those tissues start to get really soft, and these large plants, the really majestic ones in particular, will literally collapse on themselves. And so that's one of the big concerns that we have.
That's a different kind of dry. The long-term effects of this type of damage on the cacti is still unknown.
Kanye can tweet again, or should we say can post to X again. Elon Musk reactivated Kanye's account on the newly rebranded platform. There are some conditions. West won't be able to make money off of his account and no ads will appear next to his post. Musk suspended Kanye's account last December after he posted an image of a swastika inside a Star of David. He had made other controversial and anti-Semitic tweets before the company suspended him. Well, the writers and actors' strikes against the studios and streaming services are causing many people in Hollywood to make some tough decisions, even A-listers. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
Take me back.
Viola Davis has stepped back from starring in and producing G20. The action thriller is one of many independent films to receive a waiver from SAG-AFTRA to start production despite the union's ongoing strike. In a statement to Deadline, the Oscar winner said, "I do not feel that it would be appropriate for this production to move forward during the strike. I stand in solidarity with actors, SAG-AFTRA, and the WGA."
What if we opened the door but we didn't shut it?
People are talking about Talk to Me. The supernatural horror film opened over the weekend with an estimated $10 million, more than twice what it cost to make. It's the biggest debut in 5 years for distributor A24, which won a bidding war for the rights at the Sundance Film Festival.
This is amazing.
That's something terrible.
I mean, it's doing like one thing here and another thing here, and they're both totally different things, but they're both so good.
Season 2 of Good Omens features the return of John Hamm as Archangel Gabriel, who shows up having lost his memory and his clothes.
John Hamm is a stone-cold genius at comedy. So then you're like, throw something at him and take all his clothes off and he'll deliver.
Yes.
You know?
Oh! What? Now it's doing something down here.
Good Omens Season 2 is now streaming on Prime Video. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Today, you can see the U.S. Marine Corps Battle Color Detachment at Cary High School. This is a ceremony that features the U.S. Marine Drum and Bugle Corps, the Silent Drill Platoon, and the Marine Corps Color Guard. These are pictures from the group's performance at Cary High School last year. They are known as the Commandant's Own, and their performance is at 11:30 this morning. It is free and open to the public. Watch for fireballs in the night sky from two meteor showers that are peaking at the same time. The Delta Aquarids and Alpha Capricornids. They are meteor showers, both happening right now. The best time to see them, about 2 a.m. They are visible low on the horizon in the southern sky. And if you miss them during their peak tonight, there will be some other chances because they're going to last for like three more weeks. August 21st is when they kind of fizzle out.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture is inviting you to celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip hop. The museum in D.C. is offering free passes for its 2023 hip hop block party that's starting today at noon. The event is happening on Saturday, August 12th. It'll be a celebration of culture and music. You can find passes on the museum's website. That's pretty cool.
It is really neat. We're going to show you the winning lottery numbers here for a quick second, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic when we come back.